This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. Ballots have gone out and Denverites are weighing whether to keep or repeal a ban on the sale of flavored tobacco products. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Groups, including local vape shops and big manufacturers, opposed the ban. They gathered thousands of signatures, enough to put the measure on the November ballot, and are now running ads.
As small business owners, we support our families, and we generate tax revenue for the city. Now they want to take that away. Family businesses would be closed, workers laid off.
Those who want the ban to stay in place include anti-tobacco, health, and education groups. They say the products get kids addicted to nicotine for life, and most of them start by using flavored tobacco. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A new kind of cloud seeding technology is testing its model in northern Colorado. Alex Hager reports for the Mountain West News Bureau.
The state has used cold weather cloud seeding to make more snow in the mountains, but this is the first time they've worked with a company on warm weather tech designed to drop rain on farm fields. Andrew Rickert runs the state's cloud seeding program.
We'll see how the locals like it. If they're getting more rainfall and getting more crops, I can see this definitely catching on and spreading around the state, especially in these times of drought.
Florida-based company Rain Enhancement Technologies is behind the trial in Weld County. They're currently finalizing permits with the state. Cloud seeding sends an electric charge into clouds, which Rickert says is completely safe for people and animals. The process can increase the amount of rainfall by 15%. I'm Alex Hager.
You are listening to CPR News and KRCC. Remember, your statewide public radio news service does not thrive without you. Thank you so much for your support and for listening.